All right, y'all. Look, we back with another video. Another one we're going to jump right into. As y'all can see by the picture, y'all already know we're here to talk about Diddy. Damn, we're here to talk about Diddy. Now, y'all know I don't like Diddy. I blame everything on Puff Daddy, on Diddy. I've done a lot. You know, all of my Zesty videos have Diddy in them somewhat. Like, anything that has to do with Zest Fest, Diddy's gonna be in the video. He has to be in the video. He's responsible for everything. Like, he just one of them people, you know, like you can relate it to, like, you got a sorry team, football, basketball team. That's one person that you blame. It's Diddy. Like, you just blame Diddy for everything.
Well, when you get ready to come in that hip hop era, Diddy gonna get you. Especially if you think you look like something. He wants some of that booty, man.
Nah, be damned. It's coming to the light. You know, things that we already knew about Diddy, you know, like someone said to me in the comments, it was like, yo, Black, everything coming to the light about Cassie and Diddy, like how Yash Karrar said back in the day in his old videos. And they was right, because y'all remember Yash Karrar, he was talking about Cassie being Diddy's sex slave years ago, long time ago. Like, this was nothing new. And I tried to go deep into the archives to find that Yash Karrar clip. For the life of me, I could not find it this time. Like, I checked all the places I go to for his clip. I checked my video. I could not find it. Like, I just wanted that clip in there just because it was from years ago of someone calling it out. You know, like, not us finding out this information today with this new lawsuit that she has against Diddy, right?
Shaving the side of her head like that woman who drink blood. The last woman who did that was Cassie. And Cassie is gone. Cassie is P. Diddy's slave. Did y'all know that? She is his slave. Oh, yes, she is. Every time you see Cassie with P. Diddy, she got her head down. She carrying bags. She's a mop-up girl. When P. Diddy want to impress him, he's bringing on, he let Cassie go down on him. He let that dude pop her in the butt, and P. Diddy sit back and masturbate while she's being ran in by his partners. Did y'all know that?
Y'all already know what time it is, man. We're going to use this video to jump down the activities of Diddy. We're going to run through a couple of clips. You know, I've dug up a few things, a couple other clips that's just kind of going viral on Twitter and stuff right now. We're going to jump into it. You know, just so we have a little bit of clarity of what is actually going on for the people that may not know by now. But yeah, man, with that being said, check this out.
Better known as Puff Daddy or Diddy, is now facing a lawsuit from the singer known as Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, alleging years of sexual abuse and rape during their long romantic relationship. The suit, which was filed in federal district court in Manhattan, alleges during that relationship, Combs would force Cassie to have sex with male prostitutes while he watched and filmed. The singer also claims he would control her with beatings and drugs shortly after they met when she was just 19 years old. The suit also claims that Combs raped her towards the end of the relationship. Combs' lawyer sent a statement vehemently denying the allegations, also saying that the singer has been seeking $30 million under the threat of writing a damaging book about their relationship.
All right, y'all. So real quick, we're going to jump into a couple of documents against Puff Daddy. So it says, within a few months of beginning a romantic relationship with 40-year-old Mr. Combs, the 22-year-old Miss Ventura felt beholden to his whims and demands. While in New York City, Mr. Combs told Miss Ventura that he wanted to engage in a fantasy of his called voyeurism. Mr. Combs said that it would turn him on if he saw Miss Ventura with another penis. Not gonna get too vulgar in this video. All right, so look, says the first time Mr. Combs hired a man and brought the man into his home in Los Angeles, and Mr. Combs and Miss Ventura wore masquerade masks and ingested drugs. Mr. Combs directed Miss Ventura to perform sexual acts with this man while Mr. Combs watched him. He masturbated while he directed Miss Ventura and the man to do specific sexual acts. Miss Ventura is Cassie, for those that don't know. The entire encounter lasted multiple days. Mr. Combs began to call the arrangement a freak-off, or FO. He would repeatedly tell Ms. Ventura at random moments that he wanted an FO, and Ms. Ventura was eventually expected to facilitate the location and the hiring of male sex workers. At certain points during Ms. Ventura and Mr. Combs' relationship, he would insist on an FO weekly. Mr. Combs would repeatedly tell Ms. Ventura that this practice was our thing and our secret. FOs would often take place in hotel suites, include at the Trump International Hotel in Columbus Circle, Beverly Hills, the London Hotel in Los Angeles, the Intercontinental in Atlanta, the Intercontinental in New York City, the One Hotel in New York and Miami, the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in New York and in Miami, and in Beverly Hills, and so on and so on. One of the occasions in 2013, he set up a freak-off in an Intercontinental Hotel in New York, after which he was charged with tens of thousands of dollars in damages by the hotel. So we could only imagine what happened in that room. So basically, this was a form of sex trafficking and rituals that he was doing to her. Stuff that has probably been done to himself by other men when Diddy, you know, was introduced to all this, because he got it from somewhere. He didn't just become a demon. He didn't become a monster. He didn't just become a Jezebel, Leviathan type of demon spirit, whatever you want to call this man. I think he's all of them combined. A giant monster, you know. He didn't get it from just plain on nowhere. So it says, Mr. Combs would instruct Ms. Ventura and the sex workers to speak to each other, and then would specifically tell Ms. Ventura what to touch the sex workers. Mr. Combs would say things like, grab that big black, you know what, and ask her how does it feel, as he directed her to perform for him. During the freak-offs, in addition to Ms. Ventura and masturbating, Mr. Combs would use his phone, laptop, and tablet to film Ms. Ventura having sex with the hired sex worker. He treated the forced encounter as a personal art project, adjusting the candles he used for lighting to frame the videos he took. While Ms. Ventura quickly deleted any photographs or video of sex acts if they were taken on her phone, Mr. Combs would repeatedly make clear that he retained many videos of Ventura, of Ms. Ventura, during the freak-offs. Even when she deleted the videos, he would tell her that he was able to recover the deleted videos from her devices. On one occasion, he sat next to her on a flight and made her watch a video she thought she had deleted, reinforcing her inability to escape and the immense power he held over her. Mr. Combs would pay the male sex workers a few thousand dollars in cash for their services. During some FOs, Mr. Combs would become extremely intoxicated and would hit Ms. Ventura in front of the male sex workers. Ms. Ventura was repulsed by Mr. Combs' demands, but between the physical beating and recognizing his incredible power and incredible temper, Ms. Ventura became petrified of her partner and boss and felt she could never say no. I'm not gonna continue reading on too much, but from these documents, because y'all can already get the picture of what's going on here. Like I said earlier in the video, you know, it was called out a long time ago that she was his sex slave, and it is finally coming out, because everything done in the dark will come to the light. That is the way that God works. No matter, you know, what kind of people they are, I don't think, you know, I don't know if Cassie asked for any of that kind of stuff. You know, she got into the industry probably not knowing much of a thing. You know, I don't know the woman. I'm not going to say, you know, oh, she was dumb and this and that. But, you know, she probably wasn't the most wise. She got with one of the gatekeepers of the industry to probably further her career. And obviously she had no idea what she was getting herself into. You know, I feel like Diddy deserves all of this that he is getting, because, you know, at the end of the day, he's sick. And we're going to go into these next couple of clips that's just going to prove it even further. But first, we're gonna check out the interview with Young Jock when he talked about why Diddy forced Cassie to shave the side of her head. You won't believe the story if you've never heard it before. I'm gonna put a picture over the video because it's from Vlad TV, and Vlad copyrights everything. So that's that. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Yeah, he was in that man's house and he saw that man's wife and was like this. I was watching Puff. The nigga Puff was looking up there. He saw this white woman. It was bottles on bottles on bottles around her. It was lit. Puff jumped out. Me and Cassie sitting next to each other. My wife right here, Cassie right here. The nigga jumped off the bar, came over and said, yo, Cassie, tomorrow, I want you to shave the side of your head. And I was like, what the fuck kind of request is that? what the fuck? So when I look up there, this white woman's side of her head was shaved, my nigga. And the bitch looked good with it. So I was looking at Cass, I was like, I was like, you're not about to do that, are you? She said, whatever Sean wants, I'm gonna do. I was like, you make sure you send me a picture before you do that shit.
It's been one of them motherfucking nights. I should have took some pictures before. Nice job, it's the end of the night and it was a motherfucker. So we coming to you live, Diddy Late Nights. Anything can happen, I'm just vibing, it's so wide.
You gotta keep the hair.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm gonna wear this hair in Toronto in the morning.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Hey, yo, Toronto, we come to your city.
Okay, Atlanta. Got it, copy. 2020, but I can't see nobody.
Houston, Dallas. Play whatever you want to play, baby. Just here. You know what I'm saying? Shake to that.
All right, y'all. So at first, I got to kind of go back on what I said as far as me not knowing if Cassie knew what she was getting herself into. Now, I could say to a degree she didn't know. When I found the clip, remember earlier in the video I was saying I couldn't find that clip of Yash Karrar talking about her being a sex slave years ago? When I found it, it had this picture in the clip. Now, this picture she got on pentagram earrings. And then also, if you dig deep enough, you can find a couple of pictures of her doing a one-eye pose with her hair and stuff. So it lets me know that Cassie very well much knew what was going on as far as the dark side of the industry, as far as having to do rituals and represent certain symbolism to get to where she wanted to go. For me, not looking into it much, I don't know much about Cassie before Diddy. Maybe some other people do. Maybe they were fans with her and they know what she was into. But this goes to show that she knew what was going on. I don't think anyone forced her to wear earrings that have giant pentagrams on them. Clearly, this is almost like wearing a spell on your body. That's why all those clothes that be coming out of Spencer's and them little places like that, they got pentagrams on the book bags and these little ornaments with pentagrams on them. Like, you're wearing a spell. You're literally wearing something that, with the right temperature, with the right degrees, with the right kind of energy, you can invoke spirits and demons out of that thing. All you got to do is put some blood around it. We've seen it. We've seen it in my occult videos, the way they run the rituals. Why would you wear a pentagram as an earring? It's like that picture of Selena. Remember that video I did about Selena and she had that pentagram dress on when she was at an award show? These people will literally wear a pentagram on them knowing what it represents. Pure evil. So I kind of had to like come back and be like, hold on, she definitely knew what was going on. Now she might have not, have known Diddy was going to do all of that, but it's crazy that Yash Karrar was on this years ago, y'all. That clip is from, I don't know exactly what year, but it got to be over 10 years old. It's from a long time ago. So it's like, he must have really had some kind of real insight. He said it to a T. He said Diddy was masturbating to her, sleeping with his homies and his little hired sex workers, just everything that's in the lawsuit. He had it to a T. That's why it was super important for me to find that clip, because this video just wouldn't have been right without that piece in there. But yeah, man, we're gonna go ahead and continue on with the video. So y'all, check this out.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you rock this every time you come to LA. Yeah, this gonna be yours. So every time you come to LA, it's a little dusty, but I'm gonna get the front shot in this.
Man.
Get that out. Minute.
Woo. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna be driving this next year.
Yeah, when you get 16, you come down there, you gotta, wear your seat.
I mean, I'm 15, you can ride in the passenger seat. I got my permit. Not yet.
No.
Alright,
16. You're not 16. Ready. Let's slow down, Justin.
One step at a time.
But yeah, the keys is yours when you get 16. You're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Yeah.
All right.
And then when you get 18, you get the house. You get the mansion.
Okay. Get the mansion?
Yeah.
So where are we off to now?
Where would you like to go?
I mean, wherever you want to go. Where are we going?
So check this out, yo. Justin, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher. I had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we gonna go full crazy.
Going crazy.
Crazy.
I'm taking this out tonight.
What you wanna do? What you wanna do over the next 48 hours?
48 hours. Let's go. Let's just go get some girls. Let's go hang out some girls.
Whoa, Diddy seemed a little reluctant right there at the end of that clip to take Lil Man to go get some girls. At the time, you could call Justin Bieber that, Lil Man, because, you know, that was the innocent Canadian singer right there, you know, that hadn't been quite introduced to the industry. That clip was going viral on Twitter, and a lot of people were talking about how Y'all remember that clip. I had it in a video of mine where Usher was talking about being at Puffy Camp. And at Puffy Camp, remember, Usher used to stay with Diddy. It wasn't just no 48 hours. And y'all remember that story where Usher was like, I can throw the clip back in here if y'all want to, where, you know, Usher was just saying he seen all kind of stuff at Diddy house, used to be up late at night. And I think Puffy was about 13 or 14 years old. He was younger than Justin Bieber was. And Bieber spent 48 hours with Diddy in LA. If I was a mom, dad, uncle, I would not allow my 15-year-old child, no matter how famous he's starting to become, to spend any amount of time with Diddy. Brother Love, Puff Daddy, I would never allow that. I don't care. I can read vibes pretty well. Don't even matter if I don't know the industry. If I see somebody that look like Diddy with them eyebrows raised up, looking like little horns, you not staying with him for no 48 hours. I don't know what this man is about. Now, I'm not even going to take it all the way there, because I pray to God that Diddy didn't do anything to little old Justin in those 48 hours. I'm not even going to take it all the way there in this video. I think y'all get the gist and y'all thinking what I'm thinking, you know, because he talking about his disclose, you know, where we gonna be hanging and chilling. We ain't telling nobody. We all know what go on with little boys and little kids in this sick, evil, twisted world of ours. But man, I hope it ain't go that far at that time, you know. At least wait until you was 18 or something, because man, we know it does happen when they get in that industry, you know. Because I don't know how old Will was. You know, since we was just talking about Will Smith, I don't know how old he was when he came into the industry with Quincy Jones and the other guy. You know, they basically brought him into the industry. And you already know, I meant to say that in that last video. It goes just like with Diddy. You know, these older dudes, Diddy was 40 and Cassie was 22 when they got together. You know, these older dudes with power, these gatekeepers in the industry, just like Quincy Jones. Y'all already knew what Tupac said about Quincy Jones. And outside of that, if any artist comes up in the game and they just got on and they sit on Quincy Jones' couch, I don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? If they sit on that couch, they done did something with that boy Quincy. There was some kind of, you know, he may be old now, but there was something, you know, that they had to do to get to that couch. You know, that's even like y'all boy Russ. If y'all check that internet, that boy Russ, the rapper now of today, it still happens. He has a picture sitting on Quincy Jones's couch. You know, he scream all that independent stuff, but they all get down in some sort of fashion. That's all I can say about that, man. So y'all already know what's going on, man. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this video up. We've already did a lot of videos and clips on Diddy. 50 Cent talking about Diddy taking him shopping and all that. y'all already know that stuff, man. I just wanted to mostly get on here and talk about the new lawsuit from Cassie toward Diddy and basically exposing their entire relationship. So y'all let me know what y'all think in the comments, man. Anything I might have missed. Hope y'all enjoyed that video. That being said, it's Black Balloon, and I'm going to see y'all soon. I'm out.